B-Pod Studios.
Sports fans, there is a new movie out today. I'm very excited to check this one out. Born a Champion is available in select theaters and on demand today. And on the line with us right now is the star of the movie, Sean Patrick Flannery. Sean, thank you so much for taking the time with us. Let's start off with Born Like a Champion. For those out there, can you explain the movie, what it's about a little bit?
Man, it's about five of the most important things in my life. Family, fatherhood, faith, love, and legacy. And I've been a martial artist since I was 9 years old, and it's overwhelmed my life, been the majority of my life since the childhood. And in 2007, I was lying in bed at night, and I wrote this story. And just to give you an idea of the length of time it takes to realize a dream and put something on the screen,
yeah.
From 2007 to 2021. And now it's coming out, but it's ultimately it's a story about love and family and fatherhood and legacy and faith. But it's wrapped in the backdrop of martial arts, and specifically jiu-jitsu, and when it came to the America shores back in the early 90s.
Now, you star in this with Dennis Quaid. Is a guy that knows a good sports movie, having been in, you know, The Rookie, Soul Surfer. One of my favorites is The Express. What was he like on set, and what surprised you about him?
You know, what surprised me about him is that nothing surprised me. You know, you look at some of these guys and you think, man, I hope he's this way. I hope, and he ended up being. That guy is a solid dude across the board. And I'll tell you the truth. If he wasn't, I'd probably just say, oh, no, he was great, and leave it at that. But, man, when they're as stellar as Dennis Quaid, I want to go over the moon and tell you exactly how stellar they are. That dude is about as solid a dude as you can get.
Was he able to mix in his personality in the sense of, like, his sense of humor? I mean, that Funny or Die clip that came out a couple years ago of him going off on set, and it went viral thinking that he was a jerk, and then it turns out, no, it was a Funny or Die skit, and it was hilarious. Was he able to kind of mix that into this movie and mix a little bit of a sense of humor in?
Yeah, you know, he's an actor, and the role didn't call for much of a sense of humor at all. But there are certainly moments where it's a little bit lighter. And Dennis Quaid has a charisma that's unmatchable, and you certainly see that on the screen.
Now, tensions can run pretty high on a movie set. You guys are working 12 to 15 hours a day. You know, there's a lot of sitting around and waiting. You think you got a scene. Director says, no, we need to go again. And I actually saw this happen on the set of Creed, where tensions ran so high. You guys are in a movie focused around fighting. Did ever it come to the point where, you know, you guys came close to coming to blows?
No. I mean, it's look, I cast professionals in this. And I had multiple high-impact scenes with Edson Barbosa. He's a highly ranked
UFC
fighter.
Yeah, absolutely.
This guy, he's known for flying knees. He threw countless flying knees a millimeter away from my orbital bone, and he never once touched me. He's known for his devastating low kicks.
Yeah.
He threw right at my ACL, never once caused me to limp. The guy is pitch perfect, and he is a sniper. And conversely, everything I did to him, we had implicit trust with one another. And I think if it cast correctly with practitioners that do this multiple times a day, and they have for sometimes 20, 30 years, you're going to be safe. Tensions aren't going to pass that realm of reality and come to fisticuffs.
Now, it sounds like I already kind of know the answer to this from some of your previous answers, but I'll ask it anyway. Now, I'm a big MMA fan. Were you when you started this project?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. I mean, like I said, I've been a martial artist since I was 9 years old. So, yeah, it's a huge part of my life. In the same respect, I was on my first football team when I was six. So, of course, I'm following the Super Bowl playoffs. You know, I've been a sports fan my entire life. But everything is second, third, and fourth, fifth place behind martial arts.
You'd be surprised at how many football players and basketball players we talk to that do not watch the sport they play in. You know, I guess it's just because it's work for them, and they're like, yeah, I just want to, you know, go play video games or something. So now this is the first time you've written a movie. What was the most difficult part, and why this topic over, you know, something else that you might love?
Because I wrote it about all the loves of my life. And jujitsu is a huge part. It certainly comes second place to family on my list, but that's what I wanted to write about. I wanted to write about the one thing outside of family that is more responsible for all of my highs and a lot of my lows as well. And it certainly overtook my life, and I wanted to convey that on screen.
Now, I'm looking at you just spoke about Edson Barboza, and he's in the movie training with him. How does your jiu-jitsu compare to his? He trains over in New Jersey, which isn't too far away from Philly, and he trains at a very, very prestigious jiu-jitsu gym. How does your jiu-jitsu hold up?
Do you know what jiu-jitsu gym he trains at?
I think it's RJJ. I'll look it up. He trains with Mark Henry Striking, and then... This is what happens when I ask a question and don't do research.
That's okay. It was just a trick question because we're under the same lineage.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's just a trick question, brother. I started under Hickson Gracie, and I ended up getting my black belt under the Henzo Gracie lineage. So we're actually teammates of sorts.
And have you met him before doing this movie?
I haven't. You know what's crazy is that to get him involved, I sent him an Instagram message, if you can believe that. And he didn't respond. I don't think he really pays attention to too much social media for obvious reasons.
Yeah, he's smart.
Yeah, exactly. He's smart. And so I saw that he tagged his wife in a picture. So I sent her a message and said, hey, I'm producing this film and I'm trying to get a hold of your husband. I'd love it if you could forward this message. And he contacted me, read the script, and he flew out to set and joined me, man. And I could not have been more honored.
Now, why him? And the reason I ask that is because we've seen some actors, or we've seen some UFC fighters go into the acting realm. Max Holloway and Michael Bisping were in Den of Thieves. So what gravitated you towards Edson Barboza?
You know, Edson Barboza was always first on my list whenever it came time to cast, because I think he just has an incredibly scary look about him. I mean, he looks like a dominant, vicious animal. And it's odd that when I first met him, it couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is the most passive, docile human being, a total family guy. And I just thought that he really visually represented who this character was. And I think he pulled it off top shelf.
That's good to hear, man. Now, look, I gotta ask this question that I'm positive you are sick of answering, but you were in one of the biggest cult classics of all time in Boondock Saints. And in college, every dorm had a Boondock Saints poster in it. You guys did a sequel in 2009. Have there been any talks of doing a third one?
Yes.
Okay. And final question for me. Big fight this weekend. You're from Louisiana, which is where Dustin Poirier is from, but you're also Irish. That goes with McGregor. So who are you cheering for in this one?
Just to put a point on that last one, I left a pause there because I thought it was kind of funny.
Well,
there is talk, and don't hold your breath. That's all I'll say, man.
I didn't want to go into it because I just feel like you're so sick of getting it in every interview that I just left it at that.
No, I'm never sick of getting that. Man, I'm a huge fan of that film. I mean, that film opened up more doors to me than are open today. It's crazy. I love that film. Reedus loves that film. You know, and he's one of my best friends. So, you know, keep an eye out. In reference to the UFC coming up, man, this is my armchair pick, of course, from the couch. I've never trained with either of these guys. But I would have to say Conor wins 9 out of 10 of these fights. I think their ground game will negate each other, but I think Conor has a significant advantage on the feet. And I think he'll find placement for that left hand.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that one. All right, look, Sean, I really appreciate it, man. So a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity knocks twice. Don't miss Sean Patrick Flannery in the powerful mixed martial arts film Born a Champion, also starring Katrina Bowden and Dennis Quaid. Experience the inspirational film about the love for family, the drive for greatness, and the willingness to never give up without a fight. Born a Champion in select theaters now and also today, digital on-demand, rated R from Lionsgate. Sean, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck with Born Like a Champion.
Thank you, sir.
And head on over to 975thefanatic.com for a chance to win a digital copy of Born Like a Champion.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.